Good evening. I'm Brian O'Donnell. Welcome to Over the Rhine with Love. We're in the Corbett studio for an hour's worth of music, mostly, I think, love songs for Valentine, with special longtime friends Linford Detweiler and Karen Berquist, Over the Rhine.
Thanks for having us. We're going to start with a very simple little love song.
One, two, three, four. Should be my love. I want you to be my love. Neath the moon and the stars above, I want you to be my love. Should I know me now? I want you to know me now. Break a promise, make a vow. I know you want me now.
I Want You to Be My Love. Linford Detweiler on piano and Karen Berquist on guitar and singing those lovely lyrics. What do you have next for us, Linford?
We're going to play a new song that hasn't been recorded yet. I think this song is haunted by some of the small coal mining towns that Karen and I grew up in down near Wheeling, West Virginia, in the southeast corner of Ohio. I remember my aunt Maggie telling me a story about the creek that she and my mother would play in as children, and walking out one day and the creek was gone. I don't know how to assign a value to something like that. It's kind of a mystery. I know people need to work. People need to turn the lights on. But that stuck with me and kind of haunted me, a creek just disappearing. Mm. And so this is a little love song, some of our childhood memories, and maybe a love song to the land, some of those steep hills we grew up in.
Love me like a memory held too long, like the need to feel some forgotten song. Kiss me to chills like there's only me, like it's hard to kill the last cottonwood tree. Love me later when the stars fall down, a burning light for a wedding gown. They stole the blood right out of this ground. They'd still kick a flower when it's down. Help me trace the scars on mountains, the sun that sets in a bloody fountain. Take me home and lay me down on the hungry earth. Love me on the sacred ground. Love me like the breath you held too deep, like the need you feel to lay still beneath. Leave me with teeth marks on my skin, like some holy spirits trying to get in. Love me like a rumor you can't outlive, like the deepest cut you'll ever forgive. They stole my blood, they stole my blood, they stole my blood right out of this ground. They'd still kick a flower when it's down. Help me trace the scars on mountains, the sun that sets in a bloody fountain. Take me home and lay me down on the hungry earth. Love me on the sacred ground. Love me, love me, love me.
That song, that brand new song, Sacred Ground, brings up reminiscences of both of your childhood. So I'd like to kind of go back to that period just for a moment. You both attended college together at Malone, didn't know each other going there. Where's the story begin? Where's this love affair begin? Because it's a good one.
Linford has to tell it because I don't remember the beginning.
Yeah, that's the kind of effect I have on women. I was a few years ahead of Karen, and she was working in this old restored barn on campus that had been turned into our student center, and she was in charge of handing out the pool cues and the ping pong paddles and all that stuff. And I thought, oh, there's a lovely face. I should go introduce myself. And I did, and she has no memory of that initial meeting whatsoever. But later we did start playing music together, some on campus. And I remember it felt like the room changed when we finally played in front of an audience. Something happened. There was some kind of chemistry there that we never forgot, I suppose. What do you want to add?
Nothing. I'm enjoying listening to you tell this story.
Yeah, we met at a Quaker liberal arts college. That sounds very rock and roll.
Yeah.
And
very not rock and roll.
We eventually reconvened down here in Cincinnati, found the neighborhood of Over the Rhine that seemed like a beautiful, ragged, dangerous place. All the things that we hoped our songs would be, and I had an apartment down there on Main Street for about 10 years. We did quite a bit of our early recording down there, and Rich, of course, had his apartment on Orchard Street, and it was a beautiful neighborhood to launch the songs in, and ended up borrowing the name. And the rest is, as they say, 20 years worth of history.
Certainly has stuck, and we go from the beginning stages to, a couple of brand new songs, Sacred Ground and this next one, Linford.
Yeah, this is a simple song called Johnny and June that hasn't been officially released yet. I think when June died, first of all, it seems maybe like Johnny never considered that she might go first, and he seemed like he was at a bit of a loss for how to proceed, and decided that really the only thing he could and should do maybe was to set up a microphone and just start singing, which he did pretty much until the end of his life. I don't know, Karen and I are a musical couple, so we need heroes, and I think a lot of people wrote songs about Johnny and June these last few years, but this is ours, and we're going to try this.
From the brand new Johnny and June to going back to Drunkard's Prayer, we're with Over the Rhine on 91.7 WVXU.
Thank you.
on my boat all the nights I sleep alone. Sweet intoxication when you
This is a song from our record, Snow Angels. This is called We're Gonna Pull Through. Thank you.
sort of, kind of, I really had to say something good is on its way. We're gonna pull through. We're gonna pull through. We're gonna pull through. We're gonna pull through. Yeah, yeah.
We could follow a timeline of you folks by the dogs you've owned and loved over the years. And it's a pure joy to do just that. I've known several of them personally. Tell us, please, about your new acquisition, the new member of the household.
And they called it puppy love. I kept telling Linford I was going to sing that song today. He's like, no, you can't. We've adopted another Great Dane, and her name is Minnie Pearl, and she's 10 weeks old. She gained 4 pounds this week. She's growing fast, and she's beautiful. She's got a lot of personality. She walks into the room like, howdy! So her name fits her. And she's the third of the pack at home. We have two other boy male dogs at home, and we've had several. We are canine people. We've got a pack mentality. We tour in a pack. We come home to a pack. I mean, it's just kind of the way it just works for us somehow. So
how's everybody seem to be getting along?
They're doing well. Good. They're doing well. Porter, the who was the baby before this one came along, he's a little tender-hearted and was a little unsure of whether or not he was going to be replaced, and he's gotten some extra coddling. They're all great. They're all good. I'm not getting any sleep because she's not housebroken yet, so I'm getting up with her every...
Oh, you got the chore.
I do. It's my duty. So I'm sleep-deprived, but I'm completely experiencing joy, so who cares?
We're coming up on Valentine's Day. We're with Karen Berquist and Linford Detweiler over the Rhine for a special session here. Let's continue.
Right on. Well, St. Valentine did make an appearance on our last record in a song called Infamous Love Song. I confessed to a colleague one time that I felt a little bit like a failure as a songwriter because it seems like most, if not all of the songs I've written are love songs, one way or another. And he said, yeah, but they're not songs about falling in love. They're songs about what happens further down the road. And I thought, oh, that's a nice bit of encouragement there. Thank you very much. And so Karen and I have been writing songs together now for over 20 years. And I wanted to put a little mile marker on the long surrender and pack a little of our story into one place, into these safe containers that we call songs. And it took me a while to cover all 20 years, so I apologize in advance. This one's got a lot of verses. When we first performed this in Chicago, somebody came up to us after the show and said, is that song the story of the human race? And all I could think to say at the time was, yes. This is Infamous Love Song.
My saint, the bebop apocalypse, lean into you guys, hands on my hips, grip the midnight microphone, steal every cell of my flesh and bone. I wrestle my angel in smoky stage lights. I'm Jacob's ladder, 2,000 more flights. Tell St. Valentine, hey, give me 5. Baby, I love song must survive. We were born in the dirt on our hands and knees. We started out climbing deciduous trees. We learned to sway ridiculously high. and tell how we dragged each other through heaven and hell. It's our smoking gun, but hey, we're still alive. Baby, our love song must survive. Windows on 13th and Main still glow with an eerie, mysterious flame. When we learn to slow dance by dawn's early light and try to be tender with all of our might. And just down the street at the Milner Hotel, roses and slopping hogs and infidels, they all went out of business when the market took a dive. Baby, must survive. There's nights when I mostly just feel like a thief, with a prize, possession, a gleeful belief. Love's both a joke and a serious matter. You don't quite know your muse, but you know when you've had her. When I first saw your face there, hurt you to smile, your lips tasted like tears. I could kiss them for miles on a midnight train. May it never arrive. Baby, our love song must survive. There's days when we lose our appetite, days when we're bruised and losing the fight of a lifetime, days when we're looking inside wondering if we're half dead or alive. But the slow honey drip of those young nights long gone, the memories of friendly whispering I saw, my mouth on your lips is just trying to revive. Baby, our love song must survive. This love's the affirmation of everything good, the oxygen coursing through the blood, the feel of being understood, the belief, oh yes, somehow we could. And the Milky Way, it looks like a flimsy blouse, and now we're gentrified in our Civil War house, save as a painting by Currier and I. Baby, a love song must survive. So I still sing the bebop apocalypse, lean into you, God's hands on my hips, grip the midnight microphone, steal every cell of my flesh. I still wrestle my angel in smoky stage lights, climb Jacob's ladder 2,000 more flights. Come on, St. Valentine, how about a high five? Baby, our love song must survive.
Listening to Infamous Love Song, I for some reason flash back to the lounge at the Old Palace Hotel downtown, and that's basically where you two first started playing together, performing together, isn't it?
Yeah. We performed a couple of recitals together at college, and those were our first official public performances. But then when we started the band, I needed a job. And I needed to move to Cincinnati to be in the band. And so Linford had a gig working at the Cincinnatian Hotel. He played piano there several nights a week. And it turned out they needed somebody to come in and do the shows on the weekend.
Somehow we convinced them that we knew how to sing the songs in the American Songbook.
Yeah.
Cole Porter tunes.
We loved those songs. We'd never performed them live, right? So we were fudging it big time. But it worked. They believed it for 3.5 years.
It was an amazing experience. Most of the national touring musicians were staying at the Cincinnatian Hotel during that era, and I was reminiscing this past December about some of the people we met. You know, Billy Joel came over to the piano and said, I used to do this.
Mm-hmm. And gave us a nice tip, gave us concert tickets, had dinner with us. He was a swell guy. Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember Ray Charles walking in with a couple of fellas one night. That'll change the room.
Mm-hmm.
And a personal favorite was I was playing Sunday brunch down there, and David Brubeck walked over, and I don't remember what he said, but I remember how I felt. It was like he bestowed a blessing of some kind on an unknown piano player from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, what a generous, generous soul. And probably my personal favorite was I was playing one Sunday, and this sort of rangy-looking English fella came up to me and said, is there any way you could just stop? And I was looking at him and kind of did the ultimate rock and roll faux pas, and I said, aren't you Jethro Tull? And he said, the name's Ian Anderson. And he was trying to get some sleep, and he wasn't enjoying the piano serenade, you know, and just wanted to shut it down. They ended up moving him, but it was an amazing experience. Ronald Reagan had a meeting there, and he walked through.
The Stones ran there.
Yeah, I didn't see
kind
any
of were
them.
Based there, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
for a while.
They crashed there for a couple of weeks, I think. Did all their Midwest dates out of that hotel. And so I remember Sinead O'Connor standing at the bar one time we were singing, and it was good fodder.
Forrest Whitaker came in. He was a real gentleman. It was a good gig because we got to learn these great American songs and got to perform them, and then you never knew who was going to walk through the room, you know? So you kind of had to be on your mark, you know?
Yeah, and some of the guest musicians that played with the orchestra, too, with the Cincinnati Orchestra.
Oh, yeah, that's probably where Dave Brubeck came from.
Oh,
played with the
right?
Pops oftentimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right on.
So it was a really, really great experience for us, though, and we learned a lot. And it was four sets a night, and then often we would have sound checked for our Over the Rhine show, and then we'd do our four sets downtown, and then we'd run up the hill to Sudsy Malone's and do two sets there. And so, you know, we paid our dues.
Eking out a living.
Eking out a living.
Playing rock
right.
and roll.
Trying to make a living in showbiz.
You can't ask for more than that.
A few years back when Major League Baseball had their civil rights game downtown, my son was working at the same place with the restaurant we're talking about now, and I received a text from him one night saying, Dad, I'm on my way up to Muhammad Ali's room with iced tea.
Unbelievable.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Famous, famous place.
Yeah.
Continue on with one of my very favorites of yours, please. We're with Over the Rhine,
okay.
91.7 WVXU.
Of life with
I want to make mention of the fact that, by the way, gorgeous, gorgeous song and a great rendition of Little Did I Know.
Thank you, Brian.
Make mention of the fact that our friend Michael Wilson is here. He's documenting on video this session.
Michael's been a part of the band as long as it's been together. He's been an advisor, an influence. A lot of the music that we love, you turned us on to it.
And we hopefully, if all goes well, we'll be posting little excerpt of it on the website, WVXU.org. And while you're there, we'll link you to the Over the Rhine website for, again, if all goes well, a little more extensive documentation of this Valentine's session. Now, The Long Surrender is a year and a couple of weeks old. What's up for 2012?
Well, we're always touring because we don't know any better. We've got a great team together, great management team, and we're brainstorming a little bit about what's coming. I think we're definitely going to do a couple more records. A Christmas record is in the works. Hopefully that'll be out by fall. And we're also going to do a little farm-centric project that we've been writing since we moved to the farms. What's it, 6 years now?
Seven
years now. So it's time for a farm record, we think. And that's in the making, and hopefully that'll be out by fall as well. And there's some side things, cooking with some old and new friends, but we'll just wait until those are in the can before we tell you about them. But it's good. All good things.
Can't beat that.
No.
Can't beat that. Take us out with one more, if you would, please.
Okay, we'll play a little waltz to get the Valentine's waltzed into the kitchen here.
sweet little breathing boy. I'm listening hard to your heart. It's as strong as a lion's boy. Let's leave here and make a new start.
Folks, happy Valentine's Day to you, and thanks so much for spending this time with us.
Thank you for having us.
Pure pleasure, as always.
Thank you. Thank you for all your love and support over the years.
And Linford, if you don't mind, improvise. Take us out with a little bit of what you do best there. With Over the Rhine on 91.7 WVXU, I'm Brian O'Donnell. You've been listening to Over the Rhine with Love. Karen Berquist on vocals and guitar. Linford Detweiler at the piano and some guitar. Recorded here in WVXU's Corbett studio. The recording engineer was Rick Andress, and the session was videotaped by Michael Wilson. This special was produced by Lee Hay, and you'll find a link to Over the Rhine's website at wvxu.org. Thanks for being here this evening. I'm Brian O'Donnell. Happy Valentine's Day.